This is Mayor Anise Parker, and you're listening to Southbound Food.
Welcome back into Southbound Food. We are joined now by Justin Turner from Bernie's Burger Bus. And Justin, why isn't it Justin's Burger Bus? No love for yourself? Are you just trying to stay low profile?
Justin's Burger Bus didn't sound that good. Right. Bernie was my grandfather, and so I wanted to name
an homage.
Yeah, an homage for him.
An alliterative homage.
In case I wanted to move on, you know, it's not Justin's Burger Bus. I don't have to be there.
Yeah, he can. He can fuck it up, and it's not really his name.
Right. Exactly.
That's one. Justin actually has an interesting time for a lot of people. We're on 1560 The Game, and so a lot of people listening are sports fans and enthusiasts as well. And Shane Battier, formerly of the Houston Rockets, now with Memphis. Shane was a guy that actually you came to Houston because of Shane Battier. Talk about your connection with Shane Battier.
I met him in Memphis almost going on 7 years ago, and I met him at a small little French restaurant.
Sounds romantic.
Yeah, it was. Candlelight, little cheese involved, little
it's
wine.
It's hard not to fall in love with Shane.
The deep voice. It's the deep voice that gets you all the time. It's
smile
very soothing.
Too.
Yeah,
nice smile.
And
yeah,
the intelligence.
The laugh. Yeah, you can't forget the laugh.
Yeah, no, you can't.
I mean, that thing.
It still rings in my dreams.
I bet it does.
You had
sure
me
it's not a nightmare?
No.
You had me at size 16.
That's right.
16 and a half.
How does that work? I mean, two men meeting in a small place. How does he approach you and get you to be the personal chef?
He made his wife do it. yeah. No, his wife.
Better by the minute.
His wife talked to our bartender at the time. They became good friends, and then it was just kind of a casual conversation, like, we need someone to come cook food for us. And we started talking. He asked me to come over for a night, cook dinner for him, and hired me on the spot.
But you were still working. You were doing that. You were hired on the spot.
I was doing both. Yeah,
I would
be at the restaurant, get things going, jump over to his house, cook dinner, come back to the restaurant, close, get up in the morning, go shopping for him. It was fun.
So when he got traded to Houston, is that why you came to Houston? Did you have any Houston ties before?
No Houston ties at all. I mean, he asked me, he said, you know, I've loved what you've done for me for the last 4 years. I would love for you to come along, you know, on this journey with me. And as soon as he started asking, I knew what he was asking. I was like, I'm there. I was done with Memphis. I mean, I'm from Chicago, and Memphis is just not one of those places you can stay for more than 9 years.
How did Houston come out compared to what you thought going in, just as a food scene?
I'm super impressed. I mean, I'm coming from a town that, you know, Memphis, where there's probably half a dozen good
restaurant Irish.
Yeah. Yeah. Great restaurant. And even before that, that same building, La Terrelle, I worked in that building when it was La Terrelle. But there's a handful of good restaurants there. And once you work around that circuit, it's like, what do you do next? You open up a place and hope to make it in a very small, you know, it's a very small economy as far as the upper scale food scene there. So it's more of a treat when people go out to eat. So it's, you know, you do 60, 70 covers a night. That's just not going to cut it for me.
So when you got here, you were pretty impressed?
Yeah, especially with this guy right here. I mean, really and truly, first restaurant I went to was his restaurant when I came here. People had told me about it. And
Little Bigs, it is amazing.
He's pointing to Frank.
It's where I got the idea for my kindergartners and preschoolers, my little mini burgers. So.
Is that right?
No.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Your burgers were killing in here. And it's pretty amazing that you've only been open since May, because my table's...
No, not May.
Oh, it's not May?
No. The concept for the idea was May. I opened up in October.
Okay.
So it's 9 months, 9.5 months.
But the Burger Bus concept.
The Burger Bus concept came about last year in May.
Okay. Because yeah. I was about to say, you've been featured all over the place. Like, were they giving
lucky.
You advanced run or something? Because
yeah, my
people
PR
have really
person,
taken to your burger truck.
I'm marrying my PR person because she's hooked me up. So.
Which came first, the idea for a burger truck or the bus, and you wanted to build something around the bus? Or
the food truck thing came up first. I mean, financing and... You know, Shane offered at the beginning, you know, if I was interested to do something, he would fund the money, but I didn't want to do that on my first. Plus, I didn't want him to be my boss anymore. I want him to be just my friend. You know, I take, you know, money from him, then I've got to answer to him, and Food truck thing was something I could do on my own, cash wise.
And everybody knows what an Shane Battier is.
Awful guy.
Way to go.
Awful
no guy. Microphone. Right. Way to go. Yeah, Shane Battier doesn't strike me as the most, the biggest taskmaster out there, but he is a perfectionist. I mean, he does want things done a certain way, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
You said he ate a lot of fish, right? A
lot of fish, which was my specialty at the restaurant he got me out of. I mean, he's very tech savvy. So any kind of technical equipment in the kitchen, he was all like, buy it, you know, let's do it, let's play around. I mean, he's a foodie. I mean, he loves wine. He's got a great wine cellar. So
you never made anything sous vide for him, did you?
No. He wouldn't buy me a sous vide machine, but I would love okay. to, I would love for that.
I'd have been taking that thing with me. Good luck in Memphis, Shane. I'd have been taking this.
At every rocket, he's come to the Reef more than any other rocket.
Has he really?
Absolutely.
By a lot.
Yeah, he and his wife very active in the community as well. So Shane moved on, and you decided not to go back to Memphis. You had done your time there. You had been paroled.
Yeah.
You lived in Houston.
Yeah. I made the decision before, actually. I thankfully made that decision before because we talked about that conversation. The same month that I came up with the idea for the food truck was the same same time I said, you know, I'm going to move on and I'm going to go. We were going to part ways if you do get traded. And it was good for me because I would never have gone back to Memphis.
So, Burger Buzz.
Then I've been asking him for a job.
Yeah, that's right. Well,
worst things can happen. Yeah, worst things can happen.
We're always hiring them.
Awesome. So I need a nighttime job. I got a baby on the way.
Come on in.
So you said the idea came to you, but I mean, it's not like a brand new idea. What's unique about Bernie's Burger Bus, besides the fact that it's a bus?
I wanted to do it all from scratch. I mean, whatever I do food wise, I always want to do it from scratch. So the uniqueness came, I thought, with that, because there's, you know, very few places that do a total burger from top bun to bottom bun from scratch. You know, we make our ketchup, our mustard, our mayonnaise, our pickles. Only thing we don't do is do our own bacon. That's something that I want to do too. So,
and the sweet potato fries.
I knew you were going to bust me.
I'm not busting you. Nah. Brian's the same way.
They're a pain in the ass.
They are. I mean, they're
again,
awful.
I mean, you got to cook them like nine times. I mean, like you have to cook them like literally like four
See,
times.
The yeah. last time sweet potato fries discussion came up, it almost came to fisticuffs between Lance and Brian. I was hesitant to bring it up again.
I thought that was yuca fries.
Oh, okay.
It may have started as sweet potato, but quickly turned into fries versus yuca. And I went to Samba recently. I had a great meal there, by the way. And you know, and it came up again. The guy Nathan immediately like, has anything come up again with yuca and fries? I'm like, no, Brian said. I realized I was wrong on that and on mayonnaise. And let's just move forward. And I said, we shook hands. And that was it.
Never.
We're good. I didn't realize you told me that before. I didn't realize sweet potato fries were such a giant pain in the ass.
And I got 22 feet of space to work in. So there was no way that I was going to blanch and freeze and do all the things that I thought would get them to what you could buy.
And talk about your meat ratio. You grind your own meat every day. Talk about what
Chuck and brisket. We use 60% chuck, 40% brisket, and we trim, I would say, probably 5% of that fat off that brisket, depending on how each brisket looks, but we try and keep most of it on there.
I love the names you have. Obviously, it's a school bus, and you have detention and homeroom and the kindergarten burger and stuff like that. How much fun is it naming the burgers, and then which one is the most popular?
The homeroom, which I didn't bring for you guys, but that and the substitute are our two most popular burgers. And the names is great because I get people all the time who come up to the bus and are like, hey, you should name it so-and-so. So it's like free ideas. I got these initial 12 down. And then
you should name it Hot for Teacher.
Yeah, I get a lot of those.
Yeah,
and I get a lot of Spanish versions, especially from my crew. It's all about.
We all had teacher
Biblioteca, biblioteca.
Yeah. Biblioteca.
Don't do a style of biblioteca. It's a good burger name.
That's a good burger. Yeah. Well, we all had the teacher fantasy. So what would you, if you had to create one, what would off the top of your head, it's got to have some spice to it now.
Gosh, that's tough.
Well, if you make the biblioteca, you can automatically put chorizo in there somehow.
Yeah.
And the chipotle aioli has itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be the easiest one.
What was that called when you were in school? It was like,
ESL?
ESL.
Second language?
The ESL burger? Yeah.
just let your cook just.
Whatever you
guys, guys
like.
Do it. Whatever you want to do.
So.
Estudio Canal, go.
You know, we got to talk about the detention burger because where I went to high school, I went to Catholic high school and it was called Penance Hall. We didn't have detention, we had Penance Hall.
I like that.
And, but talk about, I mean, I, when you, the thing is massive, and talk about the story about how that came about.
Well, let's start off with, I mean, what it is it's two of our beef patties, all of our fixins, and then it's two bacon grilled cheeses. One is the bottom bun and one is the top bun. And it comes from, we were at Lizards one night, and this guy is probably 105 pounds, sopping wet, comes up to the bus and is like, you know, we had the bully at that time. He's like, you got to create something bigger than this. And he hands me $40. And I was like, absolutely. So I step right on the bus and I'm like, whatever you want, you know, come up with that burger. Kind of based on something, you know, I mean, people are doing grilled cheeses as buns, but I wanted to add something more. So I added the bacons and we put tipsy onions in there. But I was like, you could eat it in 10 minutes.
That thing's
on my
killer
menu.
Now.
I don't know how someone could do it. I've never done it. I won't even, I mean, I'm fat as it is. There's no way I'm going to sit down and try and accomplish that burger.
You're a quitter.
I am a quitter.
Soft boy.
Yeah. Where are you from? Chicago?
Yeah. I want a hot dog.
Where are you from? Champagne? Yeah. You did live in Champagne, right?
I did.
Tell about that little story, how you just were trolling with the Bears.
Yeah. I mean, these guys, I think it was hireachef.com. I got on their website. I was in Memphis. I was looking for a job. Got on Hire a Chef, put my resume on there. These guys contacted me from a little town outside of Champagne called Monticello. 2,400 people. They came down to Memphis. We did a little food. I cooked for them, got the job offer, and then I went up there, and I realized the Bears, Soldier Field was closed down, so the Bears were going to be playing in Champaign. And so part of my deal was, all right, I'll take less salary if you get me season tickets to the Bears games. So
It
was instant.
And nice.
It was right up there. So
did you get to be buddies with any of the Chicago? Did you meet anybody in the organization at all?
They got me crappy seats. It wasn't like, hey, this is our chef. And, yeah, no, this is way up there. You know, in a college stadium, too. It's
what year
not
was
the best
this?
Seating. It was 10 years ago.
Oh, was it that long ago? I can't even remember who was with the Bears.
I can't believe
10
I'm 32.
Years ago.
But, yeah.
I can't even remember.
Chances are Marty Booker.
Yeah, he's like screaming from the top, Marty, I made you grilled cheese. Yeah.
Bernie'sBurgerBus.com is the website.
Yep.
One thing I like about the website, well, first, the Twitter handle is at Bernie's Bus?
Bernie's Burgers.
At Bernie's Burgers.
Same with Facebook.
But on the website, you have the little running counter of how many burgers you have left whatever particular day.
Thank you, Allison Cook, for that.
That's a great idea.
We've been running out. I mean, as far as the reloading goes, it's very tough to do that in mid-shift. So I get 300 burgers fit on that bus with all the toppings, and when we're out, we're out. And people are driving from, you know, the Woodlands or Sugar Land. I'm trying to figure out a way.
And racing, because they see the counter going down.
Yeah, exactly.
Talk a little bit about some of the fries you have, because we spent a little bit of time on them, but you have several different varieties.
Yeah, we do a blue cheese fry, our regular fry, a truffle fry with it's got Parmesan cheese and green onions. And then wintertime, we do a chili cheese fry with our chipotle aioli. But it's too hot. I mean, we sell like one a week now. No one wants to.
Talk about frying on the bus, man. Is that just, I mean,
it's hot. Bus number two is going to be designed a lot better as far as, I mean, we had two 40-pound fryers and a 62-inch griddle, which is cranked up. Everything's cranked up. So, and our little tiny, tiny AC unit, which does absolutely nothing but water.
Do you go through like three or four shirts during lunch?
Yeah. I mean, this is my second shirt today. And that was just from prep. So I put this one.
It's
I put this one on top.
Outside. You're dying.
Run through the schedule where you're at normally. And
normally we're at Wednesday. We're at Inversion Coffee House, 11 to 2. We're at Lizard's Pub, same day. Wednesday, 5:30 to 9. Thursdays, Sugar Baby Cupcakes. Fridays, back at Inversion and at Lizard's, same times, 11 to 2 and 5:30 to 9. Saturday, we're back at Sugar Baby's. We're there 11:30 to 2:30, and then Sunday we're starting at the Boneyard this Sunday.
What time on Sundays are you?
I don't know yet. It will be on the website. I think we're going to do like 1 to 6. I think that's going to be our time frame.
That's Justin Turner with Bernie's Burger Bus. You can go to Bernie'sBurgerBus.com. Check it out. Phenomenal burgers. You guys really in a
take
in a
credit
town.
Cards too, right?
Yeah, Master and Visa.
Oh, I guess that is a big deal. Master we have with buses. Yeah. Do they have to go on PayPal in advance? Just PayPal it out?
No, not yet. I haven't, no, I don't like Square just because of the percentage. I thought it was too high. And then you
it's
start,
like Amex.
Yeah, that's why I don't take Amex.
Well, all restaurants have gotten completely away, haven't they? Except,
I mean,
I guess
I don't
some.
Have a choice. I don't have a choice.
I think in a more, you know, I mean, my ticket prices are so low, Amex would kill me.
where he'll just walk in. Thanks, Justin. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate
Thank
it. Thanks for adding to the burger landscape here in the city of Houston. We have some great spots, and you're one of the ones that gets mentioned quite a bit. So we appreciate you coming in for the first time.
Thank you, guys.
It's berniesburgerbus.com. That's Justin Turner. Make sure you check him out. More on Southbound Food in just a couple minutes. Keep it right here on 1560.